Amen. All right, we have communion. It's going to be very short. I want us to read from Romans chapter 8. Before I have us read from Romans chapter 8, I want you to pull out, if you have your 2022 confessions. If you don't worry, we'll just put it on the screen. It'll be right there on the overhead for you. But I want us to read it. This is the first Sunday in June 2022. We are just about halfway through the year. And I want us to pull this out and to just re-confess it and to just re-lay hold upon it today and believe God for everything that the Lord has promised us. Amen. Amen. And now I want us to do it slowly. I'm not gonna have us rush through it like we usually do. So, hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you're at home, just look on your screen, or if you have it to pull yours out, and let's go over it together. I love it. Amen. All right, let's go. 2, 3, go. 2022 is my year of divine everything. Divine approval. Divine appointments. Divine realities, divine manifestations, divine interventions, divine interruptions, and divine orchestrations. This is my year for the overflow and overdrive of the divine workings of God. He is showing up and showing out everywhere. Every day, every way, and in everything that concerns my life. My Lord and my God, how great thou art. I am that I am, I give you praise. God is showing up and showing out for me like he did at the Red Sea. He is showing up and showing out like he did at the Jordan and at Jericho. He is showing up and showing out like he did in the upper room and in the lower dungeon. My Lord and my God, how great thou art. I am that I am. I give you praise. He's showing up, isn't he?
Yes.
2022 is my year of superlative praise and unbridled gratitude. Thank you, Jesus, for my 5 loaves and 2 fish. This is my season of fresh glory, exceeding grace, life unlimited, and double-digit blessings. I hear the sound of abundance of rain, and something is about to burst. Thank you, Jesus, for my 5 loaves and 2 fish. This is my year of on-time release. I serve the on-time God, and he will be on time for me. I am on time. There is no delay or denial. I am not behind, and I will not come up short. The stack of blessings prepared for this season and every season of my life is manifesting speedily. God is turning the hand of the clock and restoring to me everything that is rightfully mine. I am going from devastation to restoration in record time and in record style. I am planted by the rivers of water, and I bear my fruits in due season. I don't see the drought, and I don't feel the heat. The leaves of my destiny will never wither. And everything I lay my hands upon to do will prosper. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Jehovah God, my Jehovah everything, is the chief architect and the chief pilot of my life. El Shaddai, The Almighty God Himself is the central core of my destiny. My rock, my strength, my mighty fortress, my deliverer, my high tower, and the horn of my salvation. I trust you completely, and I am confident in your unprecedented arrangement for my life. Jesus is my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my covenant partner, my bosom friend, and my everything. I have strength for all things through Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am sufficient in His sufficiency, and I am spirit-filled, spirit-led, and spirit-blessed. 2022 is my year of divine everything, divine approval, divine appointments, divine realities, divine manifestations, divine interventions, divine interruptions, and divine orchestrations in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Somebody say, we receive everything. Say it again. We receive everything that our God has made available to us in 2022. Amen and amen. Okay, let's go read Romans chapter 8. We're going to read from Romans chapter 8. I want to read from verse 1 to verse 11, and then I'm going to read from verse 28 all the way down to the end of the chapter, verse 39. And then we're going to take communion together today. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have to read with me. You just open your Bible and, read it, but you don't necessarily have to read it out. I'll just read and make a few comments as I go along. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There is no condemnation to you if you are in Christ. Somebody really needed to hear that today. There is no condemnation to you in Christ. Righteousness is a gift, and Jesus paid the price that we might have that gift of righteousness. It's very important, obviously. If it was just, you didn't have to do anything to walk free of condemnation, the Bible wouldn't teach us how to deal with it. But even from these pieces of scriptures, you can see, to walk free of condemnation. Now, what is condemnation? That nagging thought, those nagging voices that every believer hears, that suggests that we don't measure up, we don't qualify, we don't have a right to be here, we don't have a right to receive. That's condemnation. And condemnation is one of the biggest tools that the enemy uses to destroy and derail the destiny of believers. Where he constantly suggests to us, no, God wouldn't do what He said He would do. Because you don't qualify. You remember? Because you cursed somebody out. Because you said something wrong. Because you went the wrong place. Because. And a lot of times we buy into these lies. And so then, once we buy into his lies, faith is lacking. And when faith is lacking, you can't receive. Wherever faith is lacking, you cannot receive from God. But we are free from condemnation. The gift of righteousness has been made available to us. Three things you need to constantly do to stay free from condemnation. Receive that gift of righteousness. Receive that gift and walk in it. Remember, it says that we have been given the gift. He made him, 2 Corinthians 5, I think it's 17 or something, or 21. He made him to be sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, right? So receive that gift of righteousness and walk in it, walk in it. Two, walk in the light that you have. Bible says when we walk in the light, we have no fellowship with darkness. The light you have is the light of the word of God. So constantly always remind yourself to walk in the light of the word of God that you have. And you are free from condemnation. And the third thing, don't condemn or judge others. Because if you condemn others, you'll be condemned yourself. Amen. Remember, you are free from, say with me, I'm free from condemnation. Say it again, say, I'm totally free from condemnation. Don't judge others. Don't judge. You are not the lawgiver. You are not the judge. Do not judge others. You could never judge what is in the heart of people. You can judge people's actions. You can judge people's actions. And you can draw conclusions. And you can correct, rebuke, discipline. If that's in your power. If it's not in your power, you can encourage, pray for them. But don't judge their hearts and don't condemn them. Amen? Because the moment you judge, you open the door to your own judgment. And if you open the door to your own judgment, you get in condemnation. So keep walking in the liberty that Christ has given us. All right, that's about all the comments I needed to make there. Let's keep on reading. It says there in verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Somebody say, I'm spiritually minded. I have life and peace. Say it again, I'm spiritually minded. I have life and peace. If you've been joining the teachings on the wisdom of God, and I hope you have. I hope you have. And anyone joining us online as well, I hope you've been joining those teachings because they will change your life. You cannot receive and walk and grow in the spirit of wisdom and your life remain the same. No, you can't. And remember, we're building. You know, we start from ground zero. We lay some foundation. Now we're at a point where we start talking about building through wisdom. God wants to build your life. Everybody wants to build something, but you can't build without wisdom. You can't build a family without wisdom. You can't build children without wisdom. You can't build a career, a business, or a ministry without wisdom. You cannot. God can even bless you, like I said during our Pastor Last celebration last Sunday. I picked out from that scripture in Acts chapter 7. God can even bless you and favor you. God can promote you. God can grant you some of the desires of your heart. But he cannot appoint you to build anything if you lack wisdom. He can't. Remember that scripture in Acts 7. He said, and David, he was talking about David. And he said, David obtained favor, obtained grace and mercy. Put that. I think you found that scripture last week and you put it up. Interrupt this and put it up. Let me show you that. I'll give it to you if you don't have it. Acts chapter 7. Somebody say, I'm spiritually minded. I have life and peace. You see, as we go along, one of the evidences that you are walking in the wisdom of God is that you have peace. Peace is a fruit of wisdom. Yes. Thank you. You found it. There you go. Is that the Amplified? Let's see the Amplified, please. Verse 45. Let's do 45, 46, and 47. Our forefathers in turn brought it, this tent of witness, in with them into the land with Joshua when they dispossessed the nations which God drove out before the face of our forefathers. So it remained here until the time of David. Verse 46. Who found grace? David found grace. favor, and spiritual blessing. He did, in the sight of God. And he prayed that he might be allowed to find a dwelling place for the God of Jacob. Verse 47, but it was Solomon who built a house for him. David obtained grace, he obtained favor, he obtained, you know, blessings and all of that. But it was the man with wisdom that God appointed to build. Because how does God build? God himself, how does he build? God can't build anything without wisdom. At the very foundation, and you see as we go along on those teachings on Wednesdays, at the very foundation of everything God builds is wisdom. Amen. Let's go back to Romans chapter 8 and close that out. Romans chapter 8. Say with me, I'm spiritually minded. I have life and peace. Say it again, I'm spiritually minded. I have life and peace. Let's go to verse 7. It says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. This is where I'm going, finally, verse 11, before we jump. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. Shall quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. The Holy Spirit who raised up Jesus from the dead, he will quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Every part of your life will function the way God designed it because the Holy Spirit lives within you. He's the spirit of life. Hallelujah. He is the spirit of life. If the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies. Just take a moment, close your eyes, everybody, here and online. And speak over yourself. Say, the Spirit of God dwells in me. Therefore, he quickens my mortal body. He quickens every part of my life. The Spirit of God dwells in me. Therefore, he gives life to my mortal body. He gives life to every area of my life. I have all I need. Because the Spirit of God dwells in me. I have the blessing of God because the Spirit of God dwells in me. I walk in the covenant because the Spirit of God dwells in me. I'm producing fruits in every area of my life because the Spirit of God dwells in me. Amen. And if some things are broken, if some things are hurt, if some things are wounded, well, the Bible says Jesus was raised up by the Spirit of God. So that same Spirit can raise up whatever is broken in our lives. I remember recently the Lord said, and I know I may have preached this, he said, I will bring back to life every dead or dying cell, every dead or dying dream, and every dead or dying promise in your life. Well, but you've got to believe that. You've got to receive it, you've got to embrace it, and you've got to personalize it for yourself. Well, how is he going to do it? The same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead is going to accomplish it in your own life. Somebody say amen. Amen. Let's go to verse 28. He said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. And what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. And who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, for we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Oh, we are more than conquerors. Oh, my brothers and sisters, we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Hallelujah. That love of God and the life of the Holy Spirit that he has given to us, we celebrate today through our communion. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We take this communion today to remind ourselves of the finished work of Calvary. That the Lord has not only promised, but he has executed already in the Spirit everything good concerning our lives. That he has perfected all that concerns us. He is seeing to it. He's fulfilling his word. He's bringing it to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, by this communion service, I want us to walk all over condemnation, the spirit of condemnation that plagues many believers. And I want us to take the victory over it. And I want us to take the confidence that God is imparting to us through his word. I'm going to ask that you please stand up, everyone. Father, we thank you so much for this communion service today. Thank you, Lord, for imparting to us the life of the Holy Spirit. Lord, the finished work of Calvary made the gift of righteousness available to us. We reminded ourselves, and the Holy Spirit reminded us again today, about this precious gift. We take it. We walk in it. We manifest the fruit of it in our lives. In the lives of all of my brothers and sisters, everyone that is under the sound of my voice, and everyone that is joining us in this service today, wherever they may be, we take hold of the gift of righteousness. We walk all over the evil of condemnation, and we take the promise that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Thank you, Father, because death no longer has the power over us. Resurrection power has already released us from the bondage of death. Death is simply one of the many messengers that Satan uses, just like fear, just like sickness, just like poverty, just like condemnation. The same victory that the Lord gave to us over all of those he gave to us over death. The same work that the resurrection power of Christ does in our lives, he does to give us the upper hand over condemnation, over fear, over sickness, over bondage, over death. So, Father, we enter into your very presence today in this communion service, this Covenant Sunday service. And Lord, we lay hold on what you have prepared for us. We take it in faith again. We take the power and the liberty of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We dislodge every force of condemnation, every force of guilt, every suggestion from the enemy. God is holding something against us. There is something that makes us unqualified. We banish them today in this service. We declare by the blood of Jesus that the shed blood and the crushed body of the Lord Jesus Christ has made available everything he's promised, not only in the spirit, but in full manifestation. And we make bold to receive it today. We make bold to receive it today. Father, we thank you, even as we walk through this season in our nation, with all of the different things that are going on. We know there is so much fear. We know there's so much anxiety. Nobody knows where the next thing, the next outbreak, the next gun violence, the next whatever is going to happen. But Lord, today we take the life of God. The Bible says it is Christ that justifies. It's God that justifies. Who is it that condemns? Nobody. Nobody can condemn us. Nobody. Says he who freely, he gave us his son freely, how will he not also with him and through him give us everything else? So today we take everything else. Today we take life. Today we take life. Today we take life. The protection that we need, that we require as we go from place to place, we receive, we take today. The favor of God. The favor of God. We receive. We receive. Life in our mortal bodies. We read it today in your word, Father. The Bible says here, if the same spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, it says that same spirit will quicken your mortal bodies. That same spirit. So by the Holy Spirit today, we receive the quickening of our mortal bodies. We receive life. We receive life. We receive life. For us, for everyone connected with us, for our little children, our young children, our adult children, we receive protection. We receive life. We receive liberty. We receive emancipation from every kind of bondage. We receive spiritual release in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of the risen Christ upon every one of our children. We plead the blood of the risen Christ upon every one of our siblings, every one of the members of our families, everyone, our spouses, everyone, Lord, everyone. And we boldly, confidently enforce that promise of life today. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, and these elements, that you have given to us are symbols of our covenant with you. This is not just bread and wine. This is the body. It represents literally the body of the Lord Jesus Christ and the blood that he shed for us. So as we come around these elements and as we take them, let the finished work of Calvary be established in our lives. Fulfill your word in every man, every woman, every young person, every child today. In the name of Jesus. This covenant that you've given to us, we invoke the power of it over our lives in this season. This covenant carries blessing. It carries favor. This covenant carries promotion. It carries provision. It carries protection. It carries defense. It carries restoration and healing. So we invoke the power of this covenant over every area of our lives. Your covenant that sees to it that every season of our lives are fully taken care of. That your divine orchestration is in full activity in every season of our lives. We invoke the power of this covenant. This covenant will never fail. It has never failed. So we stand upon it. We lay hold upon the promises of it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, and we remember what Satan said concerning your servant Job. He said that you have already surrounded him with a hedge of protection round about. Well, we know we have that same hedge. We have a stronger hedge because this covenant is better and there are better promises attached to this covenant than the one from the Old Testament. So this hedge of protection we invoke around our lives. We'll be blessed going out and we'll be blessed coming in. We know that your prophet said it's only with our eyes that we will see the reward of the wicked, but it will not come near our dwelling place. We will not suffer oppression. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we will condemn. No weapon that is formed against us will ever prosper. Father, you know this is all we have, and this is all we need. We don't have somebody's guarantee somewhere. We don't need any human's guarantee. We have you. And that's all we need. So we lean on you today with our everything. Cause fruit to continually flow out of your word and out of this covenant in all of our lives. The Bible says some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we remember the name of the Lord our God. We remember your name today. We remember Jesus today. We remember Jesus today. Father, we take our deliverance from the snare of the fowler. We take our deliverance, Lord, from every evil in the atmosphere. We will not be touched by the plague. We will not be touched by the plague. We thank you, our God. We thank you, our God. We give you the glory today. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We give you the praise, Lord. 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 We give you the praise, Father. We give you the praise, Father. Thank you, Father, for giving your angels charge over us so that we will not dash our foot against the stone. Thank you, God, because they have been sent to minister for us, those of us who are the heirs of salvation. Thank you, Lord, because our angels are working. They are not inactive, they are active. They are not dormant, they are active. We release our faith completely to receive everything that our angels have been assigned to minister to us. And we thank you. We thank you, God. The Bible says the rod of the wicked will not rest upon the lot of the righteous. The rod of the wicked will not rest upon the lot of the righteous. We are under covenant. We are under cover. And we thank you. And we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Your psalmist talks about the arrow that flies by day. They will not come near our dwelling place. 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 We are under cover. We are under cover. We will fulfill our days. Our lives will not be cut short prematurely. We will fulfill our days. We will live long and be satisfied with life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Before we take communion for just 1 minute, I want you to stand with me and let's rebuke the adversity of rape. Let's rebuke the adversity of rape, the plague of rape. Whether it's concerning our adults, whether it's concerning our children, whether it's concerning our young people, we stand against the plague of rape. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we come against the plague of rape. We call you by your name and we curse you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we strike you down by the blood of Jesus. We strike you down. The evil torment that operates with that spirit, that foul spirit, the life-defining torment that operates by that spirit will come against you. We crush you. We crush you. In the name of Jesus, we are undercover. We are undercover. All of our young ones, all of our older ones, they are undercover. They are undercover. Every form of abuse, every form of abuse, we stand against you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We stand against you. We raise up a standard against you. The Bible says when the enemy shall come against you like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. We raise up a standard against every form of abuse, every form of abuse, every form of abuse. In the name of Jesus, you will not prosper. You will not stand. You will not thrive. You will not work. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God's security is your portion. You are protected from every assault, every criminal assault, every moral assault, everything the Word of God describes as corruption. They will not come near your dwelling place. In the name of Jesus, you are shielded from every lie of the devil. Every form of theft, every form of theft, every form of damage, every form of accident will not be your portion. It will not come near your dwelling place. It will not thrive around your family. In the name of Jesus, you will do due diligence. You will take every necessary precaution. You will commit to being led by the Holy Spirit. You won't go places where you have no business going. You won't hang around relationships that you have no business hanging around. In the name of Jesus, you will do your own due diligence, and the angels of God will stand and walk around you. They will keep you. They will shield you. They will protect you. No evil will come near your children. In the name of Jesus, no evil word, no evil touch, no evil glare around your children. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You will not become victim to any kind of defrauding spirit. In the name of Jesus. Anything sent against you to steal away from you what is rightfully yours in the covenant, they will not prosper. They will not stand. They will not thrive. Anything sent against your life to take away something that rightfully belongs to you, they will not prosper. They will not stand. They will not thrive. In the name of Jesus, be it physical, be it mental, be it emotional, be it financial, be it your property, be it your career, be it your promotion, anything that is rightfully yours, we forbid the enemy from touching them. We forbid the enemy from touching them in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are protected from the thief. You are shielded from the thief. The thief will not find access to you. The thief will not gain access to your household. The thief will not gain access to your investment. The thief will not gain access to your properties. The thief will not gain access to what you own and what belongs to you. The thief will not gain access to your physical life in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more and more and more abundantly. I declare you have the life of God today. I declare you have the life of God today. Somebody say, I will not lose. I will not lose. Say, I will not lose. Nothing valuable that belongs to me will be taken away from me forcefully without my consent in Jesus' mighty name.